Kavanaugh and Gorsuch signal courtship during immigration argument at Supreme Court. By Ken Klukowski on October 17, 2018. Washington, D.C., Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch's questions during oral argument in an immigration case during Kavanaugh's first week suggested a shift in how the Supreme Court will tackle the contentious issue, focusing more on following what Congress wrote than challenging lawmakers' policy judgment. For 25 years, ever since the solidly liberal Ruth Bader Ginsburg took the seat of moderate conservative Byron White in 1993, advocates focused on the one or two remaining moderate justices as their swing votes. From 1993 to 2006, those two moderate justices were Sandra Day O'Connor and Anthony Kennedy. From 2006 to 2018, Kennedy was the sole remaining moderate. As a consequence, many cases' arguments focused exclusively on winning over Kennedy. Oral arguments repeatedly used words like equality, fairness, dignity, evolving, and often discussed how courts could balance competing factors to address a problem rather than discussing how Congress decided to address that same problem. Legal briefs were written in the same style. There was a marked shift during arguments last Wednesday at the court. After Kavanaugh was sworn in and Chief Justice John Roberts, now the most moderate of the Republican-appointed justices, became the most likely swing vote on the court. Although there was no breakout moment for the court's newest members, both of President Trump's nominees fully engaged in a way that offers hints as to where the court is going. The case last week that was the most revealing involved a federal immigration law, which generally gives the U.S. Department of Homeland Security discretion on whether to detain a non-citizen while court proceedings are ongoing as to whether that person will be deported or release that person on bond. However, 8 U.S.C. Section 1226C specifies that certain criminal and terrorist foreigners must be kept in custody during the court case. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, filed a class action suit in California for all foreigners subject to that exception, arguing that it applies only if federal agents take custody of the foreigner on the same day that he is released from state prison or a county jail. If not, that alien must be given a bond hearing and potentially set free. A federal district court in California agreed with the ACLU. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit affirmed, holding that agents must arrest the alien with a reasonable degree of immediacy after release. The question before the Supreme Court is, a criminal alien does not become exempt from mandatory detention by the happenstance that DHS did not arrest them immediately or promptly after they got out of jail or prison, began Zachary Tripp from the Justice Department's Office of the Solicitor General. So you think a person 50 years later, who is on his deathbed, after stealing some bus transfers, could still be subject to this law? Justice Stephen Breyer asked later in the argument, suggesting that he believes that is some time limit, which is at the center of the debate. President Trump's two Supreme Court appointees took separate tacks during oral argument. Kavanaugh extracted a concession from the ACLU lawyer that Congress knew that in many instances federal immigration authorities would not be able to take custody of a criminal alien immediately upon release from state custody, whether it's a reasonable time, or a year, or 2 years, or 6 months, or 48 hours. When you combine those 2 points, Congress did not put in a time limit, the court's newest member continued. That raises a real question for me whether we should be superimposing a time limit into the statute when Congress did know itself do so. The ACLU continued to argue that Section 1226C applies only if the arrest happens on the day of release, or perhaps 48 hours from release. That's very odd when you think about what Congress was doing in 1996. Kavanaugh responded, because they were well aware that would not happen. A. Because of limited resources, and B. Because they're not learning about each inmate's release right away. Gorsuch likewise expressed serious skepticism regarding the ACLU's argument, but left open the door that special cases involving relatively sympathetic individuals might come out differently. When Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg expressed doubt as to whether the law would permit the Attorney General to detain someone for 7 or 8 years without a bond hearing, Gorsuch did not express concern over that sort of time frame, but asked about someone who might have been released perhaps 30 years earlier. 30 years, and the government was aware of him the entire time and chose not to act, Gorsuch hypothesized, asking, kind of a laches problem. Is there any limit on the government's power? The doctrine of laches is a concept of fairness from America's common law founding, under which a person with a legal claim might eventually forfeit it if it goes an extraordinarily long time without being asserted. The idea is that people with legal claims should raise them in a timely manner. And after a long time, perhaps many years, it is no longer fair to leave a legal threat hanging over someone's head. A decision is expected sometime next year, and could prove revealing regarding both of President Trump's Supreme Court appointments. The case is Nielsen v. Preap. Number 16-1363 in the Supreme Court of the United States. Ken Klukowski is senior legal editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Ken Klukowski.